Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and we've got a full slate here today.
Woo!
Wow. That was Kathy Houston.
What was that,
editor,
Kathy?
Of Vantage Magazine, who's feeling very perky, would you
yes,
say?
Yes, I am. Very peppy.
She's nice to have you here today. Andy Cohn.
And how is that different from, say, any other day?
Andy Cohn, yes. The opposite of perky, is here, editor of Counselor Magazine. And Andy, you're ready to go, aren't you?
Oh, you bet. Woo, like Kathy said.
Wow. Joe Haley, everyone's favorite managing editor, is in the house. Joe, you decided to come here before vacation.
Absolutely.
You're headed out to where?
The Outer Banks.
All right. Ooh. Well, Michelle Bell is not here today, but in her place we have Caitlin Bauer from Catalog.
Yay!
Happy to be here, Melinda. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you. Of course, Steve Hawk is manning the ever-important tech booth. And there he is.
The only one who gets sound effects.
I know. Benny Driscoll is going to be answering your phone calls today at 215-953-4979. Today's topic is how to overcome a summer sales slump. Say that three times. If you have any questions related to sales that you want our help with, call us at 215-953-4979. And Joe, what will we do?
Well, we will give you a $25 Visa gift card.
If we put you on the air.
So absolutely.
Start calling now.
Now.
Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
Well, Melinda, we have a lot of good things. We have a couple of guest callers, callers calling in to talk
very
to
good.
Us today.
Call them.
Are you okay?
Guest callers calling in, yes,
yes,
okay.
Yes, and Caitlin is going to be interviewing them.
Very good, yes. We also have do-it-yourself PR tips from none other than Kathy Houston. Andy has 12 steps to improve email deliverability, which is important.
Deliverability.
Deliverability. You want someone to open that. I have a little moral to a story about guerrilla marketing. Andy also has 4 top reasons people unsubscribe to your emails.
So he's I'm all about email.
He's all about email today.
Email Andy.
And we also have a look at a poll that shows that many workers gained weight in their current jobs.
Uh-oh.
We have a few more topics, but...
Are you looking at yourself?
I'm looking at all of us.
You're checking it all out.
Before we do anything else, Andy's going to give us the news in 60 seconds or left. Go, Andy.
Go.
Or left. Or left. Right. My brain at home.
We begin this morning with product recall news. The Consumer Product Safety Commission has recalled more than 130,000 children's jewelry items that were manufactured in China, and distributed by Ohio-based Tween Brands. The products were recalled because of a high level of cadmium, and this is the 6th cadmium-based recall in the U.S. since January. Counselor Top 40 distributor Cintas reported a sales increase of 4% in its fiscal fourth quarter of 2010. The company garnered revenues of $909 million in the quarter, which ended May 31, but also said that its sales for its overall fiscal 2010 declined by 6%. In its filing, the company CEO said he expects Cintas' fiscal 2011 to, quote, return to growth in sales and profits. Supplier Chocolate Inn has finalized a partnership agreement with Nassau Candy Distributors, the largest specialty confectionery distributor in the United States. As part of the partnership, Chocolate Inn expects to significantly broaden its product line to include a selection of chocolate and non-chocolate confections, packaging, and other year-round food products. Plus, make sure to check out the newest episode of The Joe Show in Promogram today. Joe, what's on your radar this morning?
On my radar? Well, Andy, since we were in Chicago, my inbox runneth over with new products. So.
Inbox runneth over.
So more new products from our favorite suppliers out there.
Gotcha.
All right. Well,
some
thank
cool
you,
things.
Andy. We have the Counselor Hot List is coming out in August.
Any day now.
The August issue. Everyone is eagerly anticipating... to see who's on the list. We've got 41 hot people on the list. We're going to give a
smoking hot.
They are smoking hot. We're going to give a sneak peek today, though, and reveal a couple people who are on the list, and they are actually on the phone ready to talk to us. So the first one, drum roll. Can we have a drum roll? Uh-oh.
Steve, cue the drum roll.
Steve. Kathleen Milvier from Adventure Products, and Kathleen is on line one. Congratulations, Kathleen.
Thanks so much.
How does it feel to be on the counselor hot list?
It feels pretty hot.
All right.
Kathleen's also in California, so she's up early to join us this morning.
Wow. Well, thank you for getting out of bed to join us.
No problem.
Caitlin's got a couple questions for you.
Hi, sure. Kathleen. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Can you explain to our listeners what the Compressed Kathleen project is all about?
Ooh, that sounds painful.
Pretty much the idea grew out of the classic children's book, Flat Stanley. I'm not sure if you've heard of it.
My daughter did that at school.
Exactly. And pretty much it's a traveling campaign. And I kind of took our product, which is the compressed T-shirt, and personalized it, kind of combined our product and personal branding.
Okay.
And what it is a compressed Kathleen travels the world inspiring, people and products and profits. Mm-hmm. And so far she's been photographed with Sharon Osbourne on American
Wow.
Got Talent.
Wow.
With Quincy Jones. She's been around the world in Istanbul and Ireland and Morocco. She's
compressed
actually
Kathleen
been
makes
on
the rounds.
A NASA Arctic expedition trip.
Wow.
It's really gotten a lot of our distributor reps and friends and family and network to get involved and kind of, snap pictures with Compressed Kathleen on their adventures.
And there's a social networking aspect to this as well. Is
yes.
that right?
And that's where I've really found that I've gotten a lot of support and people involved. And it's on Facebook, the Compressed Kathleen Project. And also I have a blog, the Compressed Kathleen Project.blogspot.com. And pretty much it's there where everyone and anyone can kind of snap pictures, post them, get involved. It stimulates curiosity, and it motivates people to kind of ask questions about the compressed T-shirt, about, where they are, who they're involved with, and how it can relate to everyone's business and, personal life. So it's gotten some good response.
That sounds interesting. And you said Kathleen's really been around the world. Do you know any idea where she'll turn up next?
Well, that's the thing. That's where I need everyone's help. And if you go to Facebook, the Compressed Kathleen Project, and become a fan and just request a Compressed Kathleen, you can definitely get involved and everyone can get involved, and I'll send one out to you. And on your next adventure, whether it's, a trade show or, traveling with your clients or on vacation.
I think at least four of us are going on vacation. Joe, you're going to Nag's Head next week?
I have a couple of compressed Kathleen's in the office. So
yeah, you do?
We
should
take
them. And Annie's going to
Andy's
the Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
Check out the situation.
Jim Tan Laundry.
All right, well, congratulations, Kathleen. We're really excited for you to be on the counselor hot list, and good luck.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.
Kathleen.
On line four, we have another. We're going to need a drum roll, Steve. I'm giving you a heads
up
for this. Another hot list person. Oh, that was it. Julie Harms from Halo. Let's hear applause. Hi, Julie.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. Congratulations for your spot on the counselor hot list.
Thank you. I feel honored.
Julie was also at the hot party.
Ooh.
We saw
I
you
was.
There dancing.
Delete all the pictures, all the evidence.
Already been taken care of. Don't worry about it.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning, Julie. And Caitlin has some questions for you as well.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
Hi.
You're known in the industry for planning some of the best supplier executive networking events. Can you tell me what your favorite one was to plan?
Probably my favorite is the sales meeting that we just had last month in San Diego, California. We had it at the Rancho Bernardo Inn. It was the largest one, and we feel the most successful that we've ever had, with 120 of our preferred suppliers there, and we had 150 account executives that attended. So we've had the most overwhelming positive comments that we've ever had at a meeting. Probably my next favorite was Lake Tahoe. That was a crazy, crazy time, too. That was fun.
Now, what was so crazy about it, Julie?
Well,
where did she start?
I don't know. It's just like the mood of everybody. It's just the last 2 years, I think that the account executives are just so eager to learn, what tools are out there, and they're all wanting more business, and they're working harder for the business, that they're so happy to be included and have, their coworkers and the other AEs to bounce ideas off of. They were just, it revives them. And so everybody's in a great mood, and it's like a family atmosphere when we're all together. And, just outside of Vegas, which is a good show, but this is our own exclusive meeting. So everybody's all together, and we try to plan events where we stay together. And, they just have a good, warm feeling. It's fun.
That sounds great. And how do you think you earn the reputation of the go-to person for suppliers?
How do I earn the reputation? I think just, with the high-profile position that I have with the vendors, mm-hmm. Halo, they support me. I try to be active and keep in contact with our preferred vendors. We really focus in on less than 150 suppliers that we work with. that I'm primarily responsible for on a daily basis, and I just try to keep them updated and have that open communication with them. And I think that's just over the years, I just, you know, I think that they just know to go to me, and I do the best I can. I can't reach out to everybody, but.
Well, Julie, thanks again for calling in, and congratulations for being on the counselor hot list.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's been fun.
Thanks, Julie.
It's a lot of fun.
All right, well, that was a sneak peek, but check out the August issue of Counselor to find out all 41 hot people on this year's list. We're going to pause for a moment for a message from today's sponsor, and when we return, we're going to take your calls to find out how to overcome a summer sales slump. Calls at 215-953-4979, and if we put you on the air, we'll give you a $25 Visa gift card.
This portion of ASI Radio was sponsored by iPromoteU. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with iPromoteU today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. iPromoteU, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities at iPromoteU.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where Andy Cohn is involved in some shenanigans.
Little
shenanigans. We're taking your calls now, 215-953-4979. If you're experiencing a little bit of a summer slowdown, we've got some ideas for you this morning. We already have some callers online, too. This morning is Natalie. Good morning, Natalie.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. Are you experiencing a summer sales slump?
I am, actually. My sales have cooled off a lot over the summer, which is normal, and I need to find a way to keep my staff busy while keeping my overhead low, and I find that to be a challenge.
Well, I would say, you know, start planning for the holidays. Start contacting your client base about what they're doing in the holiday season. You know, it's not just the couple weeks leading up to Christmas and New Year's, but it's, you know, all throughout November that people are really doing holiday promotions. So start talking to them and coming up with ideas on ways that they can stand out.
Yeah, absolutely, because when sales are crazy, you don't have a lot of time
to
do your own marketing. So look at your marketing. Also, I would go to a four-day work week. I'm sure that in the summertime, she wants to keep overhead low, she said.
And a lot of people would like that, I'm
sure. So a four-day weekend, a four-day work
sales?
Day.
Where you only pay them for 4 days?
You only pay them for 4 days, but it'll help you keep the overhead low.
Seems like a morale
I don't like
killer.
It.
I think it's a morale booster.
We don't agree with Joe on that one. Although maybe you love the idea.
I do.
But also, Andy said holiday promotions. Think back to school promotions, too. I mean, there's always something going on all year round.
Yeah, you have to get your clients to start thinking ahead of the game.
Right.
Even though it's summer, you got to start them thinking about September, October, November.
Ahead.
And are you also, we talk a lot about sports promotions, client activities. A lot of people take clients, tailgate parties and things like that in the fall. And there's all that, too. And, you know, when we talk to gift providers, I know like Maple Ridge Farms, they always tell us, you know, they get a huge glut of orders last minute. November, December. And go ahead.
I was going to mention.
You're holding up your fingers.
On
so
that
I'm
point,
make a
on
point.
That point, a lot of the suppliers, like the food gift providers and the gift basket providers, they offer incentive pricing if you order early.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Think about that.
You can get more selection, more time for personalization. I think if you show your client all the options they can get if they plan ahead, it would be enticing for sure.
Yeah, that sounds great. Planning ahead.
All right.
Thank
well,
you so
good
much.
Luck, Natalie, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
Have a good one.
And you too. On line one, we have Kelly. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
And what's your question?
Well, I was listening to your answers, and that gave me some good ideas, but I've also been in the summer slump. I've really been rocking the phones lately, and all I keep getting from my clients is, oh, call me back in the fall. But I need sales now, of course, and so how do I get them to see me now before we get to the fall?
I think exactly what we said to the other caller. Tell them they have to start thinking about their holiday promotions right now and that suppliers offer incentive pricing. They could get lower prices and the best options, best choice of inventory. So they really have to start planning now.
I don't know if you have salespeople, but what about putting in a special sales incentive, some extra perks for people to really work harder? I know our publisher, Rich Fairfield, has just joined us. How would you, you know, pull salespeople out of a summer slump?
Well, I'm wondering if there are ideas that she could sell with or something like that. Like, you know, I don't know if these are clients that you know well and you know their business.
It's a mixed bag.
So, I mean, the ones that you do know, maybe come up with something creative to get their attention, you know, so that you know that they've always done this event year after year. You know that every year it gets worse and worse and worse. What then could you do to spice up the event? I mean, get more personal, you know, advice of what you could do to help them.
Mm-hmm.
you know, their problems really are your problems, but you could solve them for them and then be the hero there.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I was going to say a similar thing. We've talked a lot on this show about ideas and how distributors can differentiate themselves, and it's really with ideas. You have to be presenting concepts and campaigns to your clients, not just being a person that they call for a product order. You, right. you know, you need to be more of a marketing advisor to them, and to do that, you have to present ideas. So maybe this is the time to like Rich said, look at your client list, the ones you know best, and present some campaign and marketing ideas that they can use.
And what about if you can invite your clients in for some kind of fun summer open house, like a picnic? That's not really too expensive. It won't hit your budget too hard, but they can come in and meet with all the reps.
And a good way to learn more about right. what their current problems are,
Absolutely.
Too. Because you need to ask them questions before you can, you know, really help mm-hmm. solve their things.
Great advice.
Well, good luck, Kelly. Thanks for calling in, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card. And on line three, we have Helen. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
Do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment. We're a small distributor. There's four of us, basically, in the distributorship, and we service, at least I do, mostly mom and pop and local businesses, and it is very quiet this time of year. But what I do is we have a garden, and I will visit a client, and I will take a fresh tomato with me.
Well, that's a good idea.
Well, it is, because they remember you. They're surprised. It kind of catches everybody off guard, and they remember you. And and even if you don't make a sale at that particular time, they don't need something. You leave with on a happy note, and it helps them to remember who you are.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a personal touch too. It's not something you buy at the store even. Now, is it there just tomatoes, or is there zucchini and squash?
Else is in the garden? Well, we have them too, but the zucchini and squash, not everybody particularly cares for, but tomatoes everyone loves.
I agree.
You would like it if someone brought you a tomato.
I would. And zucchini, like you see, well, where we live, you'll see them on the side of the road. They'll be selling them for, you know, forever. But tomatoes, not as much.
It's like a cat. You know, open up a little stand and put down, you know, add specialties also. It's just a little something different to do in the summer. And it does help, because it helps people remember who you are. And, of course, being local, you see people from, you know, not necessarily in their stores, but you see them in other places, and they know who you are, and they say hi, too. This is so they remember you.
Oh, there's the tomato lady.
Yeah, I like that. Well, that's a really clever idea, Helen. Thanks for calling. And stay on the line for your gift card.
Thank you.
And we had a Facebook question come in, too, from Carol. She said, do you think it's wise to test out new marketing strategies or maybe even a new product, even though sales are so sluggish? So, any ideas on that? Rich, is it wise to test out a new marketing strategy during a slow period?
Absolutely.
I would think so.
But, you know, I guess if you're looking at response, you have to dial back your, if you test something when it's 50% response of what you normally get, you can't assume it's a bomb if you got, you know, something. Mm-hmm. I mean, you still can test it. You just have to expect that it'll have a lift when the market is more robust.
Yeah, I would also say yes. I mean, just go and do whatever you can. Any sort of new marketing campaign or self promo that you can do, you know, you get out of a slump by activity, by increasing your activity, whether that's just cold calls or marketing activity, whatever it is, the best way to get out of a slump is to be as active as possible. So, yeah, do it.
Well, and I know as far as new products go, Joe, you see most new products rolling in at the beginning of the year. But I know that the ones that come out in the summer probably get special attention, right? I know, you know, the new products at ASI Chicago, for instance, which is in July, get a lot of attention because there aren't so many new products.
Absolutely. And I think that more and more suppliers are starting to roll out new products in the middle of the year, because it gives them a little bit of advantage. So they can put that summer catalog, something new for the distributors to show to their clients, and then they can roll that out through the rest of the year and hit the ground running again in January with more new products. But yeah, absolutely, keep in touch with your suppliers. Make sure that they're offering new things for you, and gives you an opportunity to go and visit someone.
All right, well, thanks, Kara Simole, for that Facebook question. And we have another caller on line one, Bob Seeker. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Well, I just had a comment. I was just at a networking meeting this morning, and I had sent out an email yesterday. Chocolate has a great deal, no mold charge for orders over a certain size. And the neat thing about it is I sent out the email, to a guy I haven't contacted for a while, and he called back, and he's interested in a decal application. So I guess my point is, like you guys keep telling us, you've got to stay in front of them and keep engaging them. And I tell them what to order early. It's calendars, holiday gifts, back to school. I'm exposing them to those things, but you never know what you're going to get back.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I always say it's always good because at least it'll start a dialogue. And so maybe if you're showing them the chocolates and not interested in that, something else will come up if you have that dialogue going with them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's great to use any type of samples. Like I used a tumbler this morning, too. And the response is typically, well, I don't know if I need that, Bob, but can you provide this? The answer is always yes.
That's great.
The answer is yes. I'm not sure what the question is,
you bet.
But the answer is definitely yes.
Well, I like that, Bob. Thanks so much for calling in, and stay on the line for your gift card.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too. All right. Annie's going to tell us now 12 steps to improve email deliverability.
Yeah. You always want your email marketing. Yeah. We'll say, you know, to be opened. How about that?
Yeah. Very good.
You want to make sure it gets sent to the right person and open. So here's a few tips for that. We'll put all of them on our website, but here is a few. The first is to get permission. You have to have your list opted in, you know, so that's the most obvious one, but try to get as much permission as you can or else things are going to go to spam folders. You also want to encourage subscribers to add you to their address book. This is the easiest way to make sure you don't end up in spam, but if your address, the from address, is added to their address book, then it'll be accepted through their filters. The third tip is to regularly clean your lists. You know, you have to ensure that you're hitting the right people and that your email addresses that you're sending to are active. So clean your lists as much as you can. And the last tip is to follow metrics closely so you know what works best. You know, test subject lines and sender lines and make sure that you're following the metrics to ensure that that you're using the most successful subject lines and sender lines and any sort of content that's within your emails.
Okay, well, thanks, Andy. You're going to put the rest of these tips up on ASI Central/radio.
You bet.
Because we've got many. Mm-hmm. All right, Joe, World Cup soccer is over.
Yes.
But apparently there's some guerrilla marketing techniques we can take away.
Yes, that's right. One of the other big buzzes other than the vuvuzelas.
Those annoying.
Vuvuzela.
Yeah, vuvuzelas.
So annoying.
Was someone got nabbed for a little
sound
bit
of it, too.
A little bit of guerrilla marketing. Bavaria Beer sent out 36 women dressed in orange tops and miniskirts with their beer logo on it, and there was a very strict contract with Budweiser that they'd be the only one who's able to market and sell beer at all the World Cup venues. So much so that people were upset, and these women were all taken out of the stadium. They were arrested. They were detained and questioned. And they decided
handcuffed?
To let them go. Charges were dropped. I'm not sure if they're handcuffed or not. But the point is, you got to be careful with your guerrilla marketing tactics. You might walk into a situation like this. Now it's going to bring them a little bad press. And sometimes people say, any press is good press, but maybe not. So.
I think that's good press.
Rich, why were you laughing?
Just the interaction. She asked if they handcuffed, and then you had a couple of really odd looks between the two of you. So I was just like, wow, it's too bad that they couldn't see all that on the radio.
Maybe they could on the webcam.
No, she was off camera. When she
oh, okay.
That.
All right, anyway, so be wary.
Be wary.
Be wary. All right. This next trend story is a little disturbing. I'm going to ask everyone around the table what they think. Since you've been here at ASI, and we've all been here different amounts of years. Kathy's been here like 40 years. Joe, 25.
Going on 42.
Have you gained weight since you've been in your current job? Kathy, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Rich, yes or no?
But I've been here a long time.
Caitlin, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Andy?
No.
Joe?
I'm going back down.
It's not like any of us.
I've gained weight. I'm taking it off.
Okay.
Joe's going in the opposite direction.
Steve's gained the weight. Vinny has lost weight. Okay. So,
nerves.
Kathy.
Wait a minute. You stopped it yourself.
No, I actually have... No, I have not gained weight. I'm down a little, but maybe going back up.
You know what? I don't.
She's trending up.
Maybe
I'm down.
On the wrong
go
side
for it.
Of
her weight's trending up.
Overall, I'm down. So, Joe, what's the trend for this?
The trend is that in challenging economy. People are staying in their jobs, and they are gaining weight. This is a survey by Career Builders of 4,800 Americans, and they found that 44% of people gained weight in their current positions. 32% cite stress as the reason. 28% gained 10 pounds or more, and 12% gained 20 pounds or more. And they think that it's because in a bad economy, people pick up bad eating habits because they
Isn't it just because they're all aging? Like, over the years, doesn't everyone gain weight?
No, they're saying no. People are taking on heavier workloads. They're spending less time.
I would think that stress actually causes a loss of weight, but maybe I'm just crazy about that.
It all depends.
Anxiety eaters.
Yeah. Comfort
anxiety eaters.
No, are there people that get stressed and eat like a gallon of ice cream or something? No.
You know what? No. One of the other problems is office celebrations.
Oh, that's. Yes.
Cakes for everyone's
birthday.
Well,
why are there celebrations?
Well, wouldn't there be fewer of those?
Birthdays?
Well, people have the same number of birthdays every year.
But I don't
know. So you want to keep them around, so you're going to have the birthday cakes.
But they don't have the same number of
employees. People like Andy bringing in his wife's baked goods.
That's true.
It's
Andy,
all Andy's
fault.
All fat. Clearly.
It is. It's always
fine. So, how do you combat this?
You have a wellness program.
You have a wellness program, or a friend of ours who goes to the gym. Her company had a Biggest Loser contest. She won $1,500. She actually won it all. By
how much did she lose?
She lost like 45 pounds, but it was the percentage of the weight that she lost. And she was into the final 2 weeks going head-to-head with this other woman, and she won $1,500. But they all got T-shirts. They all got caps. They all got towels. They all got headbands. They all got stuff that was logoed with their office logo and the Biggest Loser.
That's a great idea.
So there's an opportunity for distributors there to say, look, if your employees are chunking out,
have this campaign
for that.
Sounds like a great sales call mechanism.
Employees are rather plump.
Well, that's how I see it.
No, it is a great idea. And actually, wellness programs are absolutely on the rise. The government's now giving incentives, I think $5 per employee as part of the new health plan.
And the other thing that's good about the incentive programs were that the wellness programs, if you're spending less on your premiums, then the company can make you spend less towards your insurance.
That's right.
You
know, you're rolling it together.
Healthier employees have lower premiums, health premiums.
So and lower days absent.
Plus, they'll look
lower
better.
Days?
It's a win-win. Attractive.
Less.
That's also much.
You'll have hotter.
I think there might be a lot of office shenanigans going on after everybody loses weight.
We're all babbling.
Okay,
all right.
On.
So, public relations. Kathy, you have some inexpensive but effective PR strategies for us this morning.
Well, it's pretty simple. You just have to find your inner expert. Think about what your business or profession is and zero in on your expertise and surf the internet and see what websites are picking up, what kind of information. Also, read the newspapers to figure out if what you're doing is newsworthy or relevant to read in a newspaper. And also, you have to keep in mind that some newspapers have gone away. So really, the answer is content. Most publications are not seeking news per se, like think of the websites I talked about, but rather ready-made content that they can plug it directly into their publications.
Like how-to articles.
Exactly.
Written by an expert.
Right. And like, you know, things like we've talked about, do a focus group and just like that little snippet of information. And then you're the expert on that.
Sure, doing a survey.
Right.
Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you're going to put those tips up on our website.
Yes.
Now, this is something I'd like Rich to chime on because, and I haven't heard of it. I haven't heard it yet, but it's 11 things that annoy the boss. So, Andy, why don't you tell us some of the things and Rich can tell us whether or not he's
annoyed. I want to know.
If you're gay.
I think he has his own list.
Pointed at me.
Is that annoying?
The litmus test right here.
That is pretty annoying. I have some things that were in a CNN.com article that annoy the boss. So we'll put all these again on our website. But there's activity in the studio. Excuse me. So,
wow, Vinny has left the room.
Vinny left, so if the phone rings, we're in trouble. The first one is when somebody obviously is phoning a project in. They might not be reaching their normal level or they're not as enthusiastic about a project. That's not something
that's
going
obvious,
to win
right?
over the boss.
You don't like it when people phone in their work.
No, I don't, but I might then call them on it.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
I wouldn't say that
you wouldn't be annoyed. You just say, do it.
Say, hey. You got to do your thing.
Right.
I think with any of these things, you have to call people on it immediately. I agree with that. The second one is people who aren't organized enough and get distracted from the main tasks of their job. So they get caught up in things that maybe, aren't in their job description, essentially. And then they spend all their time doing things that, aren't helping.
That really annoys me if they're really good at talking. Because then they're very talking about it and you can't get to the core of it because it's like, and another thing they did, meanwhile they didn't do the thing that you wanted.
Right,
them.
So but they drown you with info so then you don't even realize that they didn't
do. Which is
do.
A technique in and of itself.
But that you do good... realize and you get annoyed.
Because I do, but I can't get a word in edgewise, so that's what gets me a little bit ticked.
What
this,
else,
this
Andy?
Last one sort of goes along those same lines. People who are asked, who ask a ton of questions before even trying to find the answers themselves. So,
I'd be annoyed. They
have a project, but then they just ask question after question when the answers to those questions might be obviously found if they, you know,
so
got out of their
chair
and actually found it out.
Yeah, exactly.
That I think that annoys Melinda.
Just do it!
I would add one more thing to it, is that emails, well, there's only three or four things possibly to be annoying, but if you get a email and it just say the subject is hi, and meanwhile the person tells you to read all the way down and it goes way, 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 way down, mm-hmm. and it's a complicated story, I would say that I would prefer that the summary would be of what you want me to actually look at. In the email.
Yeah.
Well, One other thing that annoys you is if someone sends you a message asking a question or something, but they put 10 other people on the email. Because then you don't even bother to.
Well, then I just don't look at it.
Right.
We've learned
that. Might annoy them.
Yeah, we've learned that through our annoying habits.
The hard way.
But I don't like emails that have like five different questions in it.
With an odd subject
then you
line.
Just figure out why bother.
Like
just
Tuesday.
Well, there you have it. Andy's going to put all these
Friday.
Annoying things up on our website, asicentral.com/radio. And speaking of annoying, we have just enough time for Joe Haley to deliver his rant.
Well, there's an intro if I ever had one. It's that time of year again, Andy, a time when grown men go absolutely nuts. Yet it's the start of many NFL training camps.
Of course he's talking about me.
Is the media coverage over the top? Absolutely. Are many of the stories non-stories? Absolutely. Does ESPN keep shoving the Dallas Cowboys down our throats, to quote Sarah Palin? You betcha.
You betcha.
But that's how it's in my crawl. Actually, I think the most ridiculous thing about training camp
that's
is that grown men will take 1 to 2 weeks vacation time to sit and watch other men practice.
What?
Oh, my God.
Who does that?
Do that?
People really
do that.
Seriously, could there be a bigger waste of money and time?
They go for a week?
Yeah,
to baseball camp, right?
No.
Football.
No,
football camp
to
watch
football.
Them.
Yeah. Get your sports straight.
Anyway, I can see if you go for a day and take the kids so they can score some autographs, perhaps a picture with the starting QB, or maybe even to carry the sweaty gear of a millionaire athlete. That's priceless. But to sit in the hot and steamy summer weather for
so
days.
So carrying sweaty gear is fine, but sitting in the hot sun, that's bad.
That's right. For days on end to watch guys go through drills is pointless. Then you see these same super fans reaching out footballs and mini helmets to get autographs. Geez, grow up and get a clue, Andy. So as Eagles training camp is underway, I promise you that I will not be among the throngs driving to Lehigh University to waste my vacation time. Nope, I'm on my way to the Outer Banks. See ya.
Thank God.
Well, leaving the state.
We're happy to hear
on
it.
On that note.
All right, we are out of time today. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And thanks to today's show sponsor, I Promote You. Please tune in next Tuesday, same time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, when we have huge, and I mean huge news, announcements about the ASI shows for 2011. So don't miss it. Have a great day.